This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me Jim Dodson, who is the head of, with his wife Debbie, of course, Mid-State Industrial Service Incorporated, located in Eugene, Oregon, and they are the first, and we believe only company at this date of April 2008 to be NAPSA-certified sweeping company in the state of Oregon. And Mid-State Industrial Service is our featured contractor for the month of April 2008. So congratulations on that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
And I understand that you are reaching in four more days. You'll be celebrating your 34-year anniversary of being in the sweeping business. That must seem amazing to look back on.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if it was smart, but it has been good to me and my family and all of us that work here.
Yes, you've built a very nice operation. I know. How many sweepers do you operate? Do you do parking lot only, or do you do streets? How do you run your business?
We do every kind of sweeping there is, from driveways and parking lots to construction, sawmill yards, industrial plants.
What's your mix between parking area sweepers and the construction types?
Well, we also offer other services, but about 25% of our business is parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
And about 35% is the industrial and construction sweeping. We also have, I have three Camel combination jet vac machines for cleaning catch basins and drain lines, and we've actually got into a lot of vacuum excavation with them.
Mm-hmm.
I also have three Super Secker vacuum machines.
Okay, and do you do also other types of exterior maintenance, like the pothole patching or striping or any of that?
No, we don't. We sweep for all of those contractors in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we sweep for every major contractor in this area, and we do go out of the area of our normal service area for those contractors also.
What do you think is the key to your success? Because you've certainly grown a nice business. You've had 30 years to do it, but to stay competitive in this kind of a marketplace with all the rising costs we've seen and so forth, what kinds of things would you credit your ongoing success to?
To be extremely good at what we do, which is primarily the sweeping, give the customer what they want when they want it, give them options, have well-trained, polite operators. Most all of our employees have been with us a long time.
That sure helps, all right.
Oh, yeah. It's much cheaper. Even though we pay them a higher wage than a lot of other, well, all of our competition by far,
mm-hmm.
and we offer them benefits, you know, medical and vacation and all of that stuff, we're able to keep our employees.
Well, I know from you being at National Pavement Expo and trade shows where we've talked about this sort of thing, that you recognize that employee turnover doesn't cost in the hundreds of dollars even. It's been commonly calculated to be well over $1,000 to turn over an employee. So, and that doesn't usually include the what might be called hidden or soft costs of unhappy customers because the new employee doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, we try to make sure that the customer never knows that he's got a new employee on there, because before we even turn loose of a new employee, they've generally got about a month sweeping time with us.
Mm-hmm. Under supervision?
Under supervision.
When you talked about having options for your customers, what do you mean by that? Do you have different types of service packages and try to offer them a variety of choices?
Well, they may come in to the sweeping with a set idea as to how often they want things, or whether they're going to do the whole thing all at once, or because like service areas in the rear or some of the less used areas, maybe those areas you only have to do once a week instead of every day. So we offer them alternatives.
And my guess is that you come in very knowledgeable and as the professional who can offer the type of advice that most property managers need, especially the newer ones, would need to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're not selling by price. We're the most expensive ones in the area, but hourly rate isn't everything either. We can also get a higher quality job for generally very
at a competitive rate.
Price is the other.
That would be my. That's what I would expect to come from you as well. And the ability to come into a customer and that has a preconceived notion of what they want and to redirect them to something that's more in line with what they need, whether that's a more frequent sweep or a less frequent sweep, and package of services is so important to be the professional in the meeting with them.
That's right.
I'm sure that you're very good at that from what I've seen at working with you through NAPSA and the National Pavement Show and so forth. Talk about your NAPSA certification and your NAPSA membership. Is that something that you've obviously feel that there's value there, or you wouldn't have become certified? How do you see the marketplace reacting to your certification?
They're interested in a lot of cases if it's a close decision for them between me and another guy. I have the advantage. Probably one of the biggest pluses of certification for me was just going through the process and making my company better, which in the end run makes it better for the customer also.
Yes, I know it's quite a process to go through certification, and I've heard that from other contractors too, that it really it's kind of the ISO procedure for the sweeping industry.
Actually, to become certified, we met almost all of their qualifications already previous to the certification, but we did, of course, have to review everything, and there were a couple of areas where I had to make some changes to become certified, and we just renewed our certification here a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other tips that you would offer out to contractors that are just getting going or are in the mid-range of their building their businesses, other than the great one that's been built in already, which is, you know, you're the most successful in your marketplace and you're the most expensive in your marketplace? The realization, I think, that so many contractors just are unable to come to, especially when they have a sweeper payment facing them, is that one, that it's much better in the long run to sell quality than it is to sell price.
Oh, absolutely. Quality has always been the number one concern for us, not only in the product that we sell, the sweeping job, but in our employees. By having quality employees, we are more easily able to maintain the quality of the sweeping job, which goes also into our sweepers. We spend an awful lot of money on maintenance of the sweepers so that they are able to perform the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing, when you're not the cheapest, is people have high expectations, and you have to then meet those expectations. It's very rewarding financially when you can do that, and the people you do work for, of course, have more pride in their property and know absolutely that it's in tip-top shape. So, what other any other items that you would pass along to?
As far as like our scheduling of our jobs, we're there when we say we're going to be there. In this particular marketplace, unlike a lot of areas in the bigger metropolitan areas where most of their jobs are 5 to 7 days a week, very high percentage of them are only like once a week or every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But our customers, they come to expect us be there, say, on every other Tuesday night or something like that, whatever their schedule is. So unless we have snow or something like that, that's when it is done, no matter what. If somebody's sick, it still gets done.
Mm-hmm.
If a piece of equipment's down for some reason, it still gets done. The customer does not know that I have a problem.
Yes, that's so critical. Anything else you'd like to pass along?
Treat your customers and your employees right. That's why so many of my customers have been with me for more than the 34 years that I've been here, and why the majority of my employees have been with me for over 10.
If there's a way to do the right thing, you do the right thing.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, I think that's probably a good place to leave it. Again, congratulations. There are only 12 contractors in the country chosen for this each year, and Mid-State is certainly a worthy contractor of the month for us at World Sweeper. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your professionalism and involvement in the industry as well.
Well, thank you very much.